In Parashat Shmos, let's talk about Moshe Rabbeinu did not give milah to his son. The pasuk says in Perek Dal, pasuk Chaf Dalad, Vayehi Vaderech Bamalon, Vayefkeshehu Hashem Vayevakesh Hamiso. And then Tzipora did the milah. So, listen to this Rashi, it's a Gemara Nedarim. Rashi Vayehi Vaderech Bamalon, Moshe Vayevakesh Hamiso. Hamalach le Moshe, the Malach was going to kill Moshe. Lefisha lomol as Eliezer beno, because he didn't do milah to Eliezer. Rashi says, the alshan israshel nenash onash misa, because he was not mizdares to do milah. He didn't, and he held back from doing it. He was chayev misa for not doing milah. Okay, even though you usually don't get misa for that, but just whatever it is, he was chayev misa.
Is there Tanya? Isn't a misa because it's before. For Matan Torah, so
it's a Shiloh. For Ben Nachas, Rasam Zui Misasam. The question is that only for Zion Mitzvahs or even for the Kumba Aze one of Mila? That's a Shiloh. Marsha says that's where it's coming from. Others are Cholik because it's only for the Los Aze's, not for the Aze's. Let's go on, it's not the focus point. Tanya Umar Beyoisi, Hasva Sholom Lunis Rashel. Of course, the Moshe Mila was not lazy, didn't hold back from doing Mila. It wasn't that he was just not being a Kai Mitzvahs. Ela Umar, but he had the following Cheshbon. Emol the Eitzel Derech, if I do Mila, and then we go out and continue on our journey. Sakana hulutino kashlosha yomim, 3 days, right for the first 3 days after the kid does Mila, not safe. Emol v'esheshlosha yomim, do Mila right now, and wait 3 days. Kosh Baruch Hu tzivani leich shuv Mitzrayim. Kosh Baruch Hu says, I have to go to Mitzrayim right now. So what are my options? So that was Moshe Rabbeinu's cheshbon. So what was the big taina on him if he had a good cheshbon? Because he dealt with the place to stay first, and the explanation is since it was since the malon was close to Mitzrayim, so then there wouldn't be any sakana from the malon to Mitzrayim.
What's malon?
A hotel. Meaning, as the Ran explains in the Durim, that it says the Lashon Pasuk is Bederech B'Malon, which is Mashma, immediately when he came from the Derech, he was Nis'azik B'Malon, and he should have done Mila to begin with. And on that, the Ran asks, so how could he do Mila if he was still on the journey, since he still had a way to go? So since the Malon was close to Mitzrayim, for a short journey, that wouldn't be a Sakana. Okay. But the point that I want to focus on is that Moshe Rabbeinu's cheshbon was, this is a machlokas in the Gemara, as Rashi brings it to Deyas. The second Deyas says that, well, the first Deyas says that he was Nisrashel and Onesh Misa. The second Deyas, Rabbi Yossi says, his cheshbon was, if I do Mila and then we go on our way, which is also a Tzivoy, the problem is it's going to be a Sakana. So on that point, the Mizrahi, as we've quoted many times before, the main Mefarshim on Rashi has a question which is discussed amongst many, many, many Mefarshim and many different cases throughout the Torah, and that's why we're sharing this tonight. His question is as follows. Shtei in Torah v'chai behem v'lo she'amus behem. You do mitzvahs if you are going to stay alive by doing the mitzvahs. If through doing the mitzvah you will die in one way or another, then you don't have to do mitzvahs. But before Matan Torah, which is where we're at right now still, Parsha Shmos, before Matan Torah, it does not say v'chai behem v'lo she'amus behem. The Torah wasn't given yet. If so, what is the status quo? What's the presumption of what a person should do if he has a mitzvah that can lead to a sakana? You have to do the mitzvah no matter what. It's only because it says v'chai behem b'lo she'amus behem that you don't have to do a mitzvah that will lead to death. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Once the Torah says v'chai behem b'lo she'amus behem, if I do a mitzvah, it's going to lead to me being killed in some way or another, then I don't have to do a mitzvah. But before Matan Torah, Factor Mizrahi, where it doesn't say v'chai behem b'lo she'amus behem, he assumes that I have to do a mitzvah even if it will lead to death.
Where do we find that concept other than this?
That what?
again, dying to do a mitzvah.
So he's assuming that it says that since the Torah was mechadish v'chay behem bloshe mus behem, it means that before the Torah was mechadish, that before Matan Torah, the status would be v'chay behem afilu she mus behem, even if it leads to death. In which case he asks, I don't understand the Gemara. I don't understand how could this be Moshe Rabbeinu's cheshbon according to this Tana that he didn't want to do milah because he would then have to go on the way and that would be a sakana. And what's the cheshbon? Even if by doing milah it leads to sakana, you have to do milah and put yourself in the sakana. That is his question. So, any thoughts in particular? So you said that maybe we know the Avos were Mekayim Kol Torah Kula. Maybe makes sense that Moshe Rabbeinu also maybe was Mekayim Kol Torah Kula. So maybe he was Mekayim B'chai B'hem Tlo She'em Us B'hem.
Well, he did eat Pasakam.
Wait, the Bnei
Yisrael... It says they gave him bread.
Bnei Yisrael had the Mitzvah of Mila already, even before right. Matan Torah.
Yeah. But... No, so that's why he has to do it. But... Right. The way that he does it, meaning if it leads to sakana, that's a, right. In the world of a chayv and flesh and musbahem. So that's more complicated because it depends if he has a din of ben noach, if he has a din of Yisrael, if he kept the Torah even to be. This is a kula to say, hey, you don't have to do a mitzvah that will lead to death. That's assuming that they kept the Torah even lahakel. That's not so pasha. So
yeah,
maybe right. The Mizrahi is assuming not that way. One easy answer is maybe you have to do mitzvahs that put yourself into a sakana. If it's putting yourself into sakana. Mila, how can I do a mitzvah of Mila by putting my kid into a matzvah of sakana? It could be that's the obvious answer.
If Moshe Rabbeinu knew Kol Torah Kula, so then you can ask the question, why did he go up to Shemaya?
What?
You're saying in the assumption that he kept Kol Torah Kula like the others.
We're beyond that of if yeah, we can talk about that later, but the I didn't see anybody give that particular answer, but again, if Moshe kept Kol Torah Kula and however it was, whatever Ruach HaKodesh, whatever it was, V'chai Ben V'lashay Musbahem, did he keep that as well, which is considered a kula in this case, to not have to do the milah. That's not pashat. But now we're saying, it could be you have to put yourself in sakana, like the Mizrahi says, but to put someone else in sakana, which is milah, maybe that's not so pashat. So that's one obvious approach. Now,
and also,
yeah.
Even if there is a v'chai behem, it's not chayv in v'chai behem. It's chayv, it's a mitzvah on you to do mila. It's not a mitzvah on the 8-year-old to keep v'chai behem.
Okay, therefore?
So therefore, even...
I mean, that's the answer, basically. That, yeah.
So even without, to endanger someone else, saying, even without that...
It's not his mitzvah, it's the father's mitzvah.
Right,
father. Yeah, the question is, can the father do this mitzvah at the expense of the son's sakana? It's interesting to know, just derech agav, Rashi, who is not Rashi in the Dharam, but the Mefarish in the Dharam, on the Gemara that says that he was nenash, being this asik b'malon t'chila, and didn't do mila first, Rashi says, v'oso hatinok lo haya b'osa sha'a ela ben shmona yamim. At the time of when they reached the malon, he was 8 days old. It's a very shver Rashi, because that means that before they reached the Malon, when Moshe was considering doing Mila, the kid was less than 8 days old, and that's the whole sugi if that works b'chlal. So, whatever the pshat is, I saw a pshat that this could help answer the question, though. Because, really, the Mizrahi is right. A person has to put himself in sakana to Mekayim Mitzvahs before Matan Torah. This wasn't a mitzvah at the time. This was a ben. This was a kodem shmona yamim kid. So the difficulty in Rashi helps with the Mizrahi's question. You see what just happened there. Another thing the Chasam Tovar points out is we have 2 days in the Gemara. The first day it says Moshe was nenash for being the srashel al hamila. So why didn't he hold like the second day? meaning why didn't the first Tana be Melamitzchus on Moshe and say, hey, he wasn't, it's not that he was Nisrasha al Mila, he had a cheshbon, he was thinking, if I give Mila, it's going to lead to Sakana. So Chasam Sofer makes it that the Machlokas Hanayim is really the Machlokas, the Mizrahi's Kasha, and any answer you would have for the Mizrahi's Kasha. In other words, the Mizrahi held Moshe Rabbeinu should have put himself into a makom of Sakana to Mekayim the Mitzvah.
Right.
If that's correct, then why didn't he do it? It's because he was Nisrasha, Alamila, because he was lazy or didn't want to do it, whatever it is. The second day that Moshe's cheshbon was, if I do Mila, I can't do Mila, it's going to lead to Sakana. Okay, he was truly, the second day, Rabbi Yossi was truly concerned that it held that Moshe's cheshbon was, no, if by doing a mitzvah of Mila it's going to lead to Sakana, then I'm not allowed to do it. Which is, whatever the, that was Mizrahi's kasha, why not? But whatever the answer is the pshat and the gemara. Let's say because he didn't want to endanger his kid. Because it's a different goof, right? So that would be Moshe's cheshbon. Whatever the answer to the question is, was Moshe's cheshbon of if I do Mila, it's going to be a sakana. I am supposed to put myself into a place of sakana? No, but not for another person, right? Let's go with that answer, not for another person. But why did the first day not say this cheshbon? The first day said, no, Moshe Rabbeinu held like the Mizrahi's kasha. Moshe Rabbeinu held, of course, I would do Mila technically, even if I would put the kid in sakana. I would do Mila. Why didn't he do it? Stam kach, Mizrahi. That could be the machlokes. Because that's the chasm
so. This partially got it that he wasn't yet 8 days old. Where's he getting that from?
Not sure. I mean, I don't know if it's to answer this question or what. I'm not sure. So now, okay, most of that is just side things, but what I want to focus, the crux of this is I want to focus on, is the Mizrahi correct when he assumes that before Matan Torah, it doesn't say V'chai Bahem V'lo She'amus Bahem, and therefore we assume that any person has to, before Matan Torah, to do any mitzvah, even if it leads to Sakana, the Marasha and others are Cholek Shtark, so I want to say over the Marasha, and possibly what is Tullian and a couple of Terutzim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dav Ayin Dal Mubez, the famous Gemara, says, wants to know, is it Ben Noach Mitzuvah on Kiddush Hashem? And by the way, for our intents and purposes, let's assume that before Matan Torah they have the status of Ben Noach. So let's compare Kol Matan Torah to the status of Ben Noach. So Gemara wants to know in Sanhedrin, is it Ben Noach Mitzuvah on Kiddush Hashem, which means if someone holds a gun to a goy's head and says Rashi's example is a Avodah Zarah, but it really should be true for any of the Zion mitzvahs, be over your Zion mitzvahs, and if you don't do your Zion mitzvahs, if you don't be over the Avodah Zarah, I'm going to kill you. Does the Ben Noach have to give up his life or not? The Gemara has that suffix in Sanhedrin, and the Gemara's answer is not clear if there is an answer or not. But the Rambam seemed to learn that there was, and Tosas brings one day that there was. That Ben Noach is not mitzuvah limsor nafsho, because he's an ones, he is not mechuyev to give up his life. He's allowed to, maybe even has to, do the avodah zarah or whatever it may be when the goy holds the gun to his head. Why is not mitzuvah in Kiddush Hashem? Ayin sham. I mean. Easy answer is the Gemara says is he has seven mitzvahs, not eight. So Kiddush Hashem is not one of them. Question is it a part of each one? That's what the Gemara is talking about. So at first glance you would say, so one second, I don't understand the Mizrahi to begin with. Already from a Mefurish Gemara or the Psak of the Gemara, we already have a problem. A Ben Noach is not mechuyev to give up his life, but yet the Mizrahi is assuming that I have to go ahead and maybe give up my life to do a mitzvah? Granted, it's not exactly the same case, but if you know, it's a good starting point to compare the two. L'chora, it would be a kash and a mizrahi, okay? Although I could theoretically defend it and say the two are very different. I would say a Ben Noach. So let's ask the question: why does a Ben Noach not have to give up his life? Granted, yes, he's not mitzvah, and he only has zayin mitzvahs, not eight mitzvahs. But what's the pshat that he's not mechuyev? So I could theoretically say, maybe it says for Ben Noach as well, v'chai b'hem. meaning this, the Gemara says, why for the 610 mitzvahs that we don't have to give up our lives for, the non gimel chamuras, why are we over those averas to save our lives? The Gemara says, v'chai ben v'lo shem u'spahem. You do mitzvahs only if to stay alive. You're not supposed to be killed at the expense of the averas. So maybe the same thing for Ben Noach. Maybe the reason that he doesn't have to give up his life is because he's supposed to stay alive. Maybe. And if that's true, then what would we say for the case of the Mizrahi, of a case of a person having to do a mitzvah and putting yourself into a place of sakana? So maybe we would say, so great. Anybody who has v'chai behem, like a Yisrael, like maybe a Ben Noach, as I'm suggesting that maybe that's the shot and why he doesn't have to give up his life when a goy holds a gun to his head, maybe it's... I'm comparing it to that Gemara that a Jew for the 610 mitzvahs doesn't have to give up his life, and that's mefurish in the Gemara, that's because of v'chai behem. Maybe it's the same thing that a goy for those Zion mitzvahs doesn't have to give up his life because of v'chai behem. In which case... And before Matan Torah, where there's no v'chai b'hem, you would have to give up your life, like the Mizrahi assumed. Okay? Maybe that would be the cheshbon here. That basically to say that a Ben Noach that doesn't have to give up his life, that's because he has v'chai b'hem to say he doesn't have to give up his life. Before Matan Torah, he didn't have v'chai b'hem. Maybe. But it's not. But is Mefurish Tosos that that's not true? Tosos says the following kasha. Okay, hold up for the Cheshbon and Tosos. Tosos says, how can there be a suffix if a Ben Noach is mitzuf on Kish Hashem or not? The Torah says v'chai b'hem, and that's for Yisrael, not like I assume. It says v'chai b'hem, and that's only for Yisrael. A Ben Noach that doesn't have v'chai b'hem should have to give up his life. He doesn't. Meaning, we said that the Gemara is a suffix if a Ben Noach is mitzuvah on Kiddush Hashem or not, and the maskana is he's not mitzuvah. He does not have to give up his life. Tosus asked, maybe every Ben Noach should have to, not maybe, it should be that every Ben Noach should have to give up his life because a Yisrael doesn't give up his life because of a Chai Bem. A Ben Noach does not give up his life. Sorry, Ben Noach should have to give up his life because he doesn't have a Chai Bem. Tosus answers, you got it wrong. The svara is for everybody. You never have to give up your life. It's not mistaber that person should have to give up his life for anything. Just what's the cheshbon by Yisrael? For the gimel chamuros, we have drushas that a Jew has to give up his life. Specifically by a Jew. Tosfos then says, maybe I will make a hekesh to all the mitzvahs that a Jew has to give up his life for all the mitzvahs. A goy holds a gun to his head, ichazer, or not, and I kill you, maybe we would say you have to be killed. On that, it says, v'chai b'hem, that we don't make a hekesh, and a Jew does not have to give up his life. Which means the entire purpose of v'chai b'hem is not like you learn in grade school, is not to say, oh, from here I learned that I could be over averus to stay alive. The pshat is, I knew that misvara, that I don't kill myself. It's just, V'chai b'hem is just to address a side issue of maybe I would have thought to learn out all the mitzvahs from Gimel Chamuros and say the same way I have to give my life for Gimel Chamuros, I have to give my life for all the mitzvahs. On that comes V'chai b'hem, that's not true. But by Ben Noach, where there's no concept of Gimel Chamuros, there's no concept of Kiddush Hashem, or the Gemara is grappling with if there is or not, but there's no known concept of Kiddush Hashem. So there's no reason for the Torah to say V'chai b'hem for Ben Noach, because there's nothing to avoid learning out to, because there's no drasha that they have to be moser nefesh for anything.
Why can't they make a drasha from the other?
The other one?
From the Jews' mitzvahs. The Jews have...
To Ben Noach?
Well, some of them are the same.
For those Gimel Chamuros, but the Jews have their special drushes on those Gimel mitzvahs that Yisrael's mitzvah and Kiddush Hashem for those mitzvahs. That's not applicable to a Ben Noach. Just because a Ben Noach is Muzhar on those same mitzvahs, Vazar Shvichastam and Gilat Rayos, for sure. But does he have, there's a separate inyan of do you have to give up your life for those things? That's a special justice for Israel.
There's these specific mitzvahs for a Jew. They have to give their life up. Now that they have that, Yeah, v'chaybehem teach you everything else.
For v'chaybehem teaches you that on other mitzvahs you don't have to give your life up, but you only would have. But you would have thought you do as a hekesh from those gimel chamuros to every other mitzvah. That's only in the world of Yisrael, where there is a concept of kiddush Hashem for those gimel mitzvahs. Ben Noach, there's no such cheshbon. But what the point is that the svarah chitzona, what you would think without any drushes, is that for everybody you don't have to give up your life. Okay? It's just by a Jew it becomes more complicated because we do find that you do have to give up your life for three things. Maybe it should be extended to all 613, and on that we have the Chayim Tainat that way. But the Svarah Chitzona is that you don't have to give up your life. So that's the Marsha's Teretz. Marsha's Teretz is, I don't care that it doesn't say V'chaybim before Mount Torah. You know what's affected by the fact that it doesn't say V'chaybim before Mount Torah? One small thing. Not to make this heckish that Tosus talks about. But inherently, nobody has to give their life up. So too, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to give up his life to be Mekayim this mitzvah of Mila. The Marshal is simply quoting Tosos to say, the Mizrahi's application of V'chai Behem is mistaken. The Mizrahi's application of V'chai Behem is, if it doesn't say V'chai Behem, then I assume that the drasha is V'chai Behem afilu she'amus behem. You have to do mitzvahs even at the expense of getting killed. Marshal says, you missed the Tosos, Mizrahi. You missed the Tosos. V'chaybim is a separate point, just not one of the heckish. But really, before Mount Torah, I wouldn't have said V'chaybim afilu she'amus behem. I would have said Misvara. V'chaybim afilu she'amus behem. I would have said Misvara. I don't have to do mitzvahs at the expense of being killed. Before Mount Torah, I would not make this heckish, whatever it is. But that's the Marashah's Teretz to the Mizrahi's Kasha. Now, it's interesting to note, this is all assuming, like Tosos, that it does not say V'chaybim by a Ben Noach. And that's why this whole cheshbon makes sense. The Marshal, that's the Marshal Nedarim that I was quoting until now. The Marshal in Sanhedrin points out, this is just a side point, that there is a Gemara earlier in Sanhedrin that says that a goy who learns his Zayin Mitzvah is considered even like a Kohen Gadol, that's learned out from the pasuk of V'chai Behem. So it seems to be that we do say V'chai Behem even by a Ben Noach. So the Marshal is machalik. Yes, we have the pasuk of V'chai Behem for Ben Noach, but this specific drasha of V'chai Behem v'lo she'amus behem and not learning the Hekesh, that's specific for Yisrael, not for Ben Noach. Okay, I think I saw once someone say that's machalkes sugyas, if Ben Noach has V'chai Behem or not, which would make this cheshbon very interesting. It could be that this entire, you know, issue we're grappling with, Mizrahi, Marsha, does Ben Noach have a Chai Behem? Does he not? Before Mantor, does he have a Chai Behem? It could be it'd be very affected by if there's really two different sugyas, if he has a Chai Behem or not. I mean that if it's Machogas sugyas, and let's say the other sugyas in Sanhedrin that does apply a Chai Behem even to a Ben Noach, that would mean that you can't say Tosos Cheshbon. Tosos whole Cheshbon that, hey, it only says V'chaybim for Yisrael, not for Ben Noach. What's going on over here? And Tosos' answer that really no one has to give their life up. And V'chaybim has a separate purpose. That doesn't hold cup. If even Ben Noach has V'chaybim, so what's it used for? What's really going on there? That would sound more like the Mizrahi's world of Yisrael has V'chaybim, Ben Noach has V'chaybim, and that's to tell you that you stay alive with mitzvahs, you don't have to kill yourself for them, but for Mount Torah, where it doesn't say it, in the Mizrahi's world of what's V'chaybim coming to tell you, it would make more sense if it's really, if it does say V'chaybim for Ben Noach, that's the way he was assuming. But that's a side point. But one thing we need to think about is, there is a Rashi which seems to be learning not like this Tosos that we just said. Rashi on the Gemara that says that it's a svara that when a goy holds a gun to your head and say, hey, kill this person or else I'll kill you, the svara is that you let yourself be killed, correct? How do I know that I can kill him to let myself stay alive? So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, so I can't kill someone else because there's two things happening. If I kill somebody else, there is an avera being done, ritzicha, and ibud neshama. My neshama is being lost. Whereas if I let myself be killed, an avera and ibud neshama. Whereas if I let the goy kill me, that's just called ibud neshama. I'm not doing any avera, letting myself be killed. Okay? V'hu lo yavor. I'm not doing any avera if I let myself be killed. Zok Rashi Vayter. Dechi amarachmana la'avor al ha-mitzvahs, when Hashem says you can be over mitzvahs to stay alive, it's mishum v'chai b'hem. I mean, Rashi can explain why we don't say, hey, be over a mitzvah to keep yourself alive over here by Ritzicha. He's basically saying it's a 2-versus-1 game by being, you know, either way there's Ibu Neshama, so why should I add an Avera onto it? Okay. But Rashi says, when Rashi quotes the concept of staying alive for mitzvahs, Rashi says, V'i mishum V'dechim rachman alavur al mitzvahs mishum v'chai b'hem, when Hashem says that I'm allowed to be over a mitzvahs for b'chai b'hem, mishum d'yikara b'einov neshama shal Yisrael. A neshama of a Yisrael is yakar, is precious. So therefore, it's worth it to be over an Avera and stay alive. As much as Hashem loves mitzvahs, he loves the neshama shal Yisrael more.
What, so if it's non-Jew?
So before the non-Jew part, the point of it is that without the Chai Bahem, according to Rashi, what would I say? I would say that to be Mekayim a mitzvah, you do have to give up your life. Because Rashi says, why am I able to be over mitzvahs? Because the Chai Bahem teaches me, Yikara Be'enav Neshama Shel Yisrael, that it's better to stay alive and be over the mitzvah. That's the purpose of the Chai Bahem. Rashi doesn't say...
One second, Rashi says you're supposed to let yourself be killed.
This is the case... I'm sorry. That is the context of the Rashi. That is what the Gemara is talking about. But I'm really pulling out what he's throwing in. You know,
I don't get... How did he get there?
He got here because he basically asking a kasha on himself. What's the pshat that we find many times, the Chai Bahem, that you're allowed to be over on mitzvah? So maybe I could be over on Ritzicha.
Right.
In order to not let myself be killed. Mm-hmm. And Rashi gives an answer that it's 2-versus-1.
What happened? No, what happened to the big three? What,
this is the big three.
Right, so why do you have to go on to that svara?
This is where it comes from.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is the makor for it. But again, Rashi says the pshat in v'chai b'hem is, I mean, the reason why I'm allowed to be over on mitzvahs. So if this is Tosfos speaking, and Tosfos want to know, hey, why am I allowed to be over on mitzvahs? You know what Tosfos would say? It's a svara. A person doesn't have to give up his life. If you were to ask Tosfos, what's v'chai b'hem for? A side thing.
Because this is a life and there you can't do it, but if it was just a life...
Yes, that's the Rashi. But again, Rashi here is saying... Rashi here is saying... Yeah, Rashi, it's good that you get it at some point. But now we'll catch up back to where we're up to, yeah? Rashi says here... Rashi is dealing with when Hashem says you could be over on mitzvahs. So fill in the blank. If you were a Tosfos, you would say you'd be over on mitzvahs to stay alive because that's a svara. Rashi says, no, it's the gzeiros and kosov of v'chai b'hem. V'chai b'hem teaches me yikar b'inav neshama shel Yisrael. Which means that without v'chai b'hem, what would I say? That I can't be over on mitzvahs. That I have to do mitzvahs even at the expense of death. So that sounds more like who? Like the Mizrahi. That's assuming that without the Chai Bahem, which is the case before Matan Torah, I would have to do a mitzvah even at the expense of death. But then you have the question that you asked. What about the Ben Noach? The lesson of Rashi is, the Chai Bahem teaches me that I could be over on mitzvahs, the Yikar Be'in of Neshama Shei Yisrael. I'm allowed to be over on mitzvahs because a Jewish Neshama is Yakar, is precious. Okay, so without the Chai Bahem, so he's dealing with Jews, right? Now, without the Chai Bahem, I would have to be Mekayim a mitzvah. Meaning we don't know the worth of the Jewish neshama, then I would have to do the mitzvah at all expenses. I have to keep the mitzvah, even if that means leading to my death. So for Ben Noach, l'chora for him as well. Who he doesn't have the concept of Neshama Shei Yisrael, for him as well, he should have to be Mekayim mitzvahs at all expense, at any expense, even if it leads to death. Meaning he should be Moser Nefesh. Okay, how does he learn the Gemara that we said before, that we have a suffix of a Ben Noach has Moser Nefesh or not? That's a separate issue. But just reading this Rashi on its own, it sounds like for a Ben Noach, he doesn't have the concept of v'chai b'hem. He doesn't have yikara v'einam neshama shel Yisrael. you would have to be, you would have to maintain a mitzvah at all cost. So what we just kind of did right now, you have to deal with how Rashi learns that Gemara. But this, there's a machlokas Rashi and Tosos over here about how to learn v'chayim b'hem, okay? Tosos holds misvara, no one has to give up their life. And v'chayim b'hem is dealing with a separate issue over why I don't learn out all mitzvahs from Gimel Chamuros that I have to give up my life in those cases. Rashi's learning v'chayim b'hem is coming for what you always were taught. V'chayim b'hem is coming to tell me that I'm allowed to be over on mitzvahs because a Jewish soul is precious. Which means that what would be without that? You would have to give up your life to maintain mitzvahs. So this issue that we've been grappling with, the Mizrahi, the Marasha, seems to be meyusad in Rashi and Tosfos. Because Rashi and Tosfos are learning V'chayim differently, and that's really what the Marasha and Mizrahi are grappling with. How do you learn V'chayim? What would be without V'chayim? Would you assume that you have to give up your life or not? And that's the issue with how to learn the Gemara with what was Moshe Rabbeinu's cheshbon. And really, the Chasam Sofer says it could be a smachos tanaim even this point, because you know the second Tana says that Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned for sakana. It could be the first Tana held that Moshe Rabbeinu was not concerned for sakana, and inherently he would have done mila even at the expense of sakana. Why didn't he do it? Nisrashel menamil, Nisrashel, who's lazy. It could be that really this goes from Achronim to Rishonim to the Tanaim themselves. Okay? There, just I shouldn't leave this point to the side before we finish. It is important to note that there is a distinction. Most of what we're talking about here, at least the Sugya and Sanhedrin, is a goy holding a gun to your head. So, you know, how to address that. That's called being Moser Nefesh. Does a Ben Noach have to give up his life? Is what the Gemara is talking about. It is a little bit different what we're talking about here. We're talking here, yes, about giving up your life, meaning doing a mitzvah which will lead to giving up my life, but it's Bekum V'aseh. We're talking about, do I have to do a mitzvah which may lead to my death, which is different from not being over a Vera, a Goy does something to you. And that distinction could be very, very important. Meaning, just because we find, Lamaskana, that the Psak is, if a Goy holds a gun to another Goy's head and says, be over the Vodazara or I'll kill you. And the Psak is that a Goy does not be Moshe Nefesh. A Goy could do a Vodazara.
No, but you said it was the opposite, that you should do a Vodazara, in fact.
Sorry. No, yes, Goy does have Avodah Zarah, and he doesn't. And he, yes,
because he doesn't have again that ability. That is, we said you explained it. It's you're being almost machmir on yourself, which is what we said with Moshe. We don't have that. He doesn't have that.
Sorry. Right, Goy has to correct. So, as far as could that be extrapolated? It's not so much that could be extrapolated to a Goy or you know before Mount Torah, whatever we're talking about here, to him bekum va'aseh. To go ahead and do Mila at the expense of Sakana, that may be worse. Because when the Goy holds a gun to the Goy's head and says, do a Vazara or I'll kill you, if when the Goy does a Vazara, it's not the worst of a Vazara being done. You know why? Because he's in the matzav of Ones. He's being forced. And Ones is not a Maisa. Ones is not, it's not like he's doing the action. Granted, he bailed on the ground, whatever he did. That is not called an action the second that Goy's holding a gun to your head. Here, to do an action on your own, an avera on your own. So, for example, if the goy is really sick and he needs to take an avera menachai pill to stay alive, okay, that may be worse than the case of the goy holding gun to goy's head, because here the goy is proactively doing an action. Okay, so even though
why is taking avera menachai pill if he's sick?
I'm saying, let's say the case is he's sick, in order to stay alive,
right, okay,
he needs to do one of these averas. So it's not so pasha we could extrapolate from this Gemara, from the psak of the Gemara, that Ben Noach does not have to give up his life, and rather could do a Avodah Zarah, maybe he has to do a Avodah Zarah. It could be that it shouldn't be extrapolated to a case of when a goy does an action outright to keep it, to stay alive. Okay? Because there he's doing an action. So now, let's compare it to our case. Our case is third.
What's the action?
He himself is taking a Avram and a high
why
pill.
Why is that not an onus?
Just because that's an onus from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're sick, Goy, you're going to die. that's not a goy holding a gun to your head is different from a kosh baruch holding cancer or a person's head. That's not called ones. And your action, you're still deciding on your own to pick up the Eiver Menachai pill and to do it. But now our case is really a third case. This is a person doing an action on his own without being forced. No one's forcing Moshe Rabbeinu to do Mila or not. But it's also, it's not that he's going to do an Aver to stay alive. It's the other way around. It's he's going to do a mitzvah which could lead to death. Right? If he does Mila, it'll lead to death. Right. So, you know, if the distinction is action versus not action, a goy holds a gun to your head and you do over the Zara, that's not considered my action, because the goy forcing me to do over the Zara. Whereas me taking the Eiver Melechai pill, that is my action. And that's worse. So what would you say over here? Moshe Rabbeinu, if he does Mila, he did the mitzvah. If he is choosing on his own, so it's like the Refuah case, not to do Mila. This is a Sheva Ataisa. Okay? So, and let's assume there's a Chiyuv Misa for that, right? So do we say, just because of Ben Noach is not Mechuyuv Limsor Nafsho Lemisa, and he could do one of his Zion misses when the Goy holds gun to your head. What about the case of a Ben Noach or a Koleman Torah, a Ben Noach, him not doing an action to not be Moser Nefesh Lemisa? Okay? Right? You would prefer to compare it to the case of the Refuah case, where it's considered an action. But at the same time, it's not as bad as that case because he's not doing something. It's B'sheva Ataisa, which we know is more Kal. That's what you have. That's another thing to think about, if really the whole comparison to the Sugya Mitzvah of Limshon Nafsho Kesh Hashem is the same or not. So to conclude, what's important to remember is we have this Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to do Mila because it could lead to Zakana, which to us seems very Mistaber. Mizrahi says it's not Mistaber because at that point, before Matan Torah, he should have put his life and his son's life on the line at the expense for a mitzvah. So that's the question. Is that true? We're going to assume it's true for sure that before the Torah was given, there was no application of V'chai B'hem. But what does that mean, that there was no application of V'chai B'hem? Does it mean that, like the Mizrahi assumes, that I have to do mitzvahs even though it may lead to death? Or no, like do we assume, like the Marsha says, that even without V'chai B'hem, I definitely don't have to do mitzvahs if it leads to death. V'chai B'hem has other purposes. And that machlokas may have, the Marsha clearly says it's coming from Tosfos, and it could be the Mizrahi is taking root in Rashi, and like the Chasam Sofer suggests, it may go even as far back as the Tanaim themselves may be arguing about this point as well. Okay.